So, Earthlings, I present you with a simple choice. Think carefully, for you hold your very lives in your hands. Now choose. Either die in the vacuum of space, or... Tell me how good you thought my poem was.
I liked it.
Good.
Oh, yes, I thought that some of the metaphysical imagery was particularly effective.
Yes?
Oh, and interesting rhythmic devices too, which seem to counterpoint the...
Counterpoint the surrealism of the underlying metaphor of the...
Humanity of the...
Vagonity.
What?
Vagonity.
Oh, Vagonity, sorry. Of the poet's compassionate soul, which contrives through the medium of the verse structure to sublimate this, transcend that, and come to terms with the fundamental dichotomies of the other, and one is left with a profound and vivid insight into...
Into whatever it was the poem was about.
Well done, Arthur. That was very good.
So what you're saying is that I write poetry because underneath my mean, callous, heartless exterior, I really just want to be loved. Is that right?
Well, I mean, yes. Don't we all, deep down, you know?
No, you're completely wrong. I just write poetry to throw my mean, callous, heartless exterior into sharp relief. I'm going to throw you off the ship anyway. Good! Take the prisoners to number 3 airlock and throw them out.
You can't throw us off into deep space. We're trying to write a book.
Resistance is
useless. I don't want to die now. I've still got a headache. I don't want to go to heaven with a headache. I'd be all cross and wouldn't enjoy it.
You can't do this!
Why not, you puny creature?
Oh, why not? Why not? Does there have to be a reason for everything? Why don't you just let us go on a mad impulse? Go on, live a little. Surprise yourself.
Counterpoint the surrealism of the underlying metaphor. Death's too good for them.